And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Starting in Indiana, a Superior Court judge named Christina Kleinman has just ruled that Indiana's abortion ban violates the state's Religious Freedom Restoration Act. The plaintiffs, they're a group called Hoosier Jews for Choice. And their argument is that their faith doesn't recognize life beginning at conception. So now Indiana's own religious freedom law is being used to gut one of the strongest pro-life statutes in the country. And the ACLU couldn't be more thrilled. Of course they couldn't. The Trump Department of Justice recently threw its own curveball. The Justice Department moved to block a lawsuit from Missouri, Kansas, and Idaho, states that want to stop the FDA from mailing abortion pills into pro-life states. The Department of Justice says let the FDA finish its own safety review first, and that courts aren't the right venue. And pro-lifers aren't buying it. The state of Ohio shows you why this matters. After voters embedded sweeping abortion rights into the state constitution in 2023, abortions jumped 15% last year, over 25,000 total. And one in five came from out-of-state women crossing into Ohio specifically to get one. And the people who warned Ohio that it would become an abortion destination were right. Some good news coming out of Canada, of all places. Alberta Premier Danielle Smith is standing firm on her province's ban on transgender surgeries and experimental drugs for minors. She pointed out that two major American medical associations now agree with her stance, saying that we may have been first on that. And she's not wrong, because in America, states are fighting the battle one courtroom at a time. Now to Virginia, where Democrats there passed a law requiring teachers to tell students that January 6th was a violent attack on American democracy intended to overturn the 2020 election. Any other characterization is now illegal in the classroom. And teachers who see it differently are barred from saying so during instruction. One approved version of history. Sounds like communist propaganda to me. Over in Minnesota, the Democratic co-chair of a House committee floated the idea of studying the benefits of shoplifting. His reasoning? Some people might depend on it. He later said he was being sarcastic. The video, it didn't look sarcastic. His face didn't look sarcastic. And the fact that it happened during an official legislative hearing really didn't look sarcastic. These are the people writing our laws. Finally, the Atlanta Hawks are in the news. They wanted to throw a themed game night honoring what they called one of Atlanta's iconic cultural institutions. That institution? Magic City, a strip club. And the commissioner, Adam Silver, stepped in and killed it. And the Hawks said they were very disappointed. Disappointed, huh? Yeah. Because daughters and wives and sisters are now not going to be disrespected and dishonored and devalued in a public display of shame. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content. Both of those things can be done right now at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can also subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.